Well, folks, here we are once again. Absolutely amazing to have Dr. Kirk Elliott with us every single week, giving us updates on all that's going on, especially on the money front. But I tell you, you guys realize that we have more to discuss, even on the biblical side of what's going on in our country and more. And you can go to andweknow.com/gold anytime during this video. Click on that link, folks, and reach out to Dr. Kirk Elliott and his team, and they will definitely set you straight. Have a great plan for you for your future, like they did for our family. Absolutely amazing. So what an amazing week it's been. We've had so much exposure of the enemy, and I've covered this quite a bit last week in my videos, where one of the big ones is the industry where it comes to music and Hollywood and more. These folks who hated on President Trump and his call for freedom, freedom of our speech, freedom of all of the people across our country. He had great plans for a monetary system and more. And they hated him so much, especially the music industry and Hollywood and more. And so sure enough, one of the guys highlighted for all to see was P. Diddy this week. And it exposed a lot in the trafficking of people, children, adults, and more. And it was really a wake-up call watching, I believe, the Lord Almighty again taking these people out one day at a time and exposing so much. So did you happen to see all that?
I did. And you know what? It's I can't say I saw all of it. It started to make me really sick, and I kind of started stopped watching a little bit. But when you started to see the P. Diddy, sorry for anybody who gets offended. What a piece of trash.
Yep.
Right. So as his kids are being cuffed in the yard, he's on a jet flying around the country, escaping to Antigua, right? It's like, while his kids are taking the hit for stuff that he's doing, it's like, what a piece of junk, right? And it's like, but this is the enemy, right? He entices people with something that they think is fun, with power, with fame, with riches and wealth. And then in the snap of a finger, it could be all over if you fall out of line, because that whole world is all about power and control and manipulation, where God's world is about freedom and love and faith. I mean, even those words just sound different coming out of my mouth, right? It's like, just dark, and they make you cringe. And it's like, man, those are horrible words. And the other ones sound amazing, but that's why words so much matter, which is why God's words can set us free, right? And it's like, amen. I'm just watching all this stuff unfold, and I hate to see it, LT, can't stand it. But yet part of me is thinking, yes, it's coming to a head. Right. Things are being exposed. Light always casts out darkness. It's right. Matter of physics and math, right? It's like, you can't, even the smallest little match in a perfectly dark room can light up the room.
Doesn't That's right.
take much light to expose the darkness, right? But we're getting big spotlights focused on all this stuff, whether it's ships colliding into bridges, whether it's P. Diddy, whether it's all the other celebrities and basketball players and musicians and public humiliation on stage. It's like, what is going on here? But to me, it's all starting, I think, the beginning of the exposing, right? And we're starting to see this in the financial world too. It's not just that. We're starting to see what FDIC insurance is only 0.74% of all deposits covered. It's like, what? The pension, you know, guarantee fund is very much underfunded, possibly slated to go bankrupt in 2025.
Right.
So things that people think are secure, right? Don't ever think anything is secure other than God's love for you, right? Amen. So you're looking at these kind of things, and it's like, oh my word, you've got people's wealth and their retirements possibly about to vaporize, because that's based on man's economy, not God's economy. God's economy is be frugal. Don't get in debt. Don't be a slave to the lender, right? And what is the whole financial system of the world since the beginning of time, you know, going all the way back to pre-Rothschild days when banks even started? It's based on debt. It's based on using other people's money to leverage debt. And now it's just time to pay the piper. And there's a new system. It's like this paradigm shift. And it's almost like God is cleaning house, right? And what does his word say? You and I have talked about this. Mm-hmm. God's judgment begins with his people. God's judgment begins in his house first. And so we're starting to see, you know, even clergy starting to be exposed.
That's right.
You're starting to see all these other things starting to be exposed. In a weird sort of way, this excites me because it shows me God's word is true and he's active and alive in our hearts and minds and in the world, and he cares. And I look at that and it's like, this is exciting. I mean, obviously right. Not exciting for the people who've been living in horrible sin, right? Right. But yet it's exciting for the righteous and for God's follower, for Jesus' followers and for his people to see that light always casts out darkness.
Mm, that's right. Yeah, amazing. And so it then gets us back into so many with the wake-up call have then turned more and more back to, you know what, I'm going to start reading the Word of God again on my own and start studying. I'm going to start praying and realize that I have a personal relationship with the Lord. I don't have to, need I say, like follow other people all the time to let them feed me. I can feed off the Word of God myself and learn and grow. And that leads us to where we find out what we can do with our own life. Jesus was even talking about, I'm thinking about even talking about this now. Jesus talked about investing all the time. If you rely on other guys to tell you from a pulpit, this is what it's all about, and you don't go read for yourself and find out, wow, God actually had a plan through his son that you can take your talents. Don't bury them.
Yeah.
And talents could be our gifts and means our money. And, you know, over and over again, he did care what we did with the things that he's given us, right? It belongs to God anyway. He just wants us to live and grow and give and grow and learn that of his system. And I think that's where you come in and help us so much every week.
Well, I love that. I love that parable of the talents. I think it's so telling because God gives us all gifts, right? He gives us anointing, callings in life. He blesses us with finances and he just doesn't want us to do nothing with it. You know, this is where I think people like that some, they get some money and say, oh, I'm just going to keep it in cash and I'm going to bury it in the ground. And I am just not going to do anything because I don't want to lose it. It's like, okay, what does the parable of the talent say? You know, you had the three servants, you had the one that multiplied what God gave him and God gave him, you know what? Pat on the back, a reward, right? And so the master did. And then you got the second one who did average. He did okay. He still got commended for what he did. And then you've got the third one who buried his talents in the sand. It's like, I don't want to lose them. I don't want to lose what my master had given me, right? What there's nothing wrong with that concept. He didn't want, but yet it was wrong because he didn't use the gifts that God gave him to multiply it and be better for the world and impact the kingdom, right? So what did the master tell this guy? He said, he didn't call him the stupid servant. He called him the wicked servant. Wicked's worse than being stupid, right? So all of us, we've been entrusted with so much, with a voice, with a heart and a mind that hear from God and read his word and understand it. And we should operate in discernment and do the right thing. And we've been given finances, whether you have a little or a lot, you've been given finances, right? And so we're then called to be wise stewards with that and do the right thing. And that's what we want to help people with. I don't care if you've been entrusted with $300 or $300 million or anywhere in between, right? It's like we all have the same mandate from God. Be a wise steward with what we've been given and ultimately live a life for when we meet Jesus on judgment day, we hear, well done, my good and faithful servant. With you, I'm well pleased, right? It's if we hear anything else coming out of his mouth on that day, guaranteed we're not going to be ready for whatever it is. That's all right. We want to hear is well done, my good and faithful servant. Nothing else is going to be good.
That's right. Amen. Amen. So you had some information today on Project McBridge, this article that you sent me, experimenting with the multi-CBDC platform for cross-border payments. What does that mean?
So this is interesting, right? So this goes back to like 2019. You know, Project McBridge, the Bank for International Settlements. This isn't just some internet blogger talking about these things, coming directly from the horse's mouth, the Bank for International Settlements. Well, you and I have been talking about central bank digital currency, you know, having the ability of programmable money tied to your ideology, the ability to cut you off from buying or selling if you don't match up with them. They can cut off bank wires if your ideology doesn't match up. They're going to use your social credit score, digital social profile to figure all this out. You know, all the buzzwords that we're hearing. Well, this project is starting then to, even back then, they're starting testing. They're experimenting with multiple CBDC platforms, meaning central bank digital currencies from central banks all over the world, right? That might have different algorithms. They might have different platforms that they're using, different currencies. How do their fiat-based currency now start to transcend into digital currency? And how is that all going to be interoperable? Well, and these payments from country to country, you know, as they start to move out of paper-based money and move into digital money, you know, there was a, as I was reading this, you know, earlier this week, it reminded me of the patent that Visa filed for a couple years ago, which was a digital-based money system, a whole interoperability connectivity program that whenever a fiat-based paper dollar or currency, if it's from another country, leaves the system, it's going to be replicated with a digital version of that. So what does that mean? It's like for every $100 of paper money, they're pulling that out of the system, you're going to have $100 in digital currency. Well, big deal. So what? It's like, so they change paper money with digital. It's a big deal to me because you can't track paper money. If you can't track it, you can't control it.
Right.
If you don't control it, then you don't control that person. See, just like the things you're opening up the show with, you know, the control, the manipulation that comes from the enemy. This is what this is all about. Central bank digital currency, to me, is the mark of the beast. It is Revelation 13. And I know that I'm going to have people that complain at me and say, Gary, you don't understand what the mark of the beast is, right? It's like, yeah, but this is the system, I believe, that is going to be used to usher that in. When they tell us in their own words, if your ideology doesn't match up with us, we're going to divorce you from your money. We're going to flip the switch so you can't even access it, meaning you can't buy or sell. Mm-hmm. So does that sound like Revelation 13, 17? It does to me, right? So I think this is where they're headed. Now, you've got that goes back now just recently, like within the last couple of months, the SWIFT system. You know, so SWIFT, here's where the SWIFT system is how the weaponization of the dollar started against Russia. So when Russia was invading Ukraine, and Biden got ticked and he said, hey, Putin, we're going to cut you off from the SWIFT system. You know, thinking, okay, this is the nuclear option of economic sanctions, because the SWIFT system, all it is like a messaging board. It's a communication system from bank to bank saying, okay, I'm just making up names here, but Bank of America is sending a $10,000 wire to JP Morgan Chase. So the SWIFT system tells Bank of America to send it. And it also tells JP Morgan Chase to receive it.
Okay.
Without that system, you couldn't have any bank wires because nobody would know where the money's coming from, what it's going to be used for, right? So Biden thought, oh, I've got this cool trick. I'm going to cut Russia off from any kind of wire so they won't be able to feed their people, and Putin's going to comply and he's just going to bow down to me, right? And we're going to win this thing economically. No, didn't work that way. In fact, It backfired, because what did Putin do? Putin went to China and he said, hey, Xi, we just got booted from the SWIFT system. And China said, no worries. We've got a similar program called CIPS, C-I-P-S. Just join us. So boom, in one fell swoop, the SWIFT system sanctions against Russia backfired, because this gave strength to the BRICS nations, because now they're just interoperating between each other. All the member countries of BRICS are using their own system, trading their own currencies back and forth, building up demand for their currencies, detracting from the dollar. Then when they added all the oil producers of the world, which we've talked about numerous times, and they became BRICS++++, the demand for the dollar went away. Now, So this whole SWIFT system is how banks all over the world connect with each other. You wouldn't have domestic banking, you wouldn't have international banking without this system, right? So now BRICS kind of has their own thing going on, which they're vying for global dominance monetarily, right? But everybody else outside of BRICS, they're using the SWIFT system. Mm. Even some countries in the BRICS nations are using SWIFT, right? So they've got this parallel system. But what is SWIFT now saying? They're setting up the industry for seamless introduction of CBDCs, cross-border transactions between countries, interlinking solution. And so basically, it doesn't matter what country you are, what currency you have, what the exchange rate is. You could have any country talking to any country and any bank in any country talking. And they're beyond, they just finished phase two of the testing. And so what comes next? They said, we will have full operational, basically operationalize it within 12 to 24 months. So that's the timeline. To me, that is the timeline, literally, for what I think. And you can disagree with me or correct me if I'm wrong. I think that's the timeline for the Mark of the Beast. 12 to 24 months, they're going to have this system in place. Now, that doesn't mean that on day one, everyone's going to be using that system, but I think it's going to be ready in 12 to 24 months, and they're going to systematically start to pull people's paper money out of the system. And to me, this actually starts to correspond with what the United Nations Pact for the Future, which all of this biometric ID, the ability to basically shut down global commerce because of a global health pandemic, which got through the World Health Organization, a black swan event, economic disruption, food shortages, or cosmic interference, like things happening in outer space, right? It's like, what? Why would they have to put that in there? But they did, right? And so I laughed at it when I saw this, you know, 4 months ago. And then all of a sudden, you've got Congress talking about aliens. You're seeing aliens show up at the Miami Mall and just weird things. It's like, okay, no wonder they put that in the UN thing, because they're going to start to make this a big deal, right? Yeah, so when are they going to say, okay, all this central bank digital currency stuff, all of the biometric identification to attach it to their bank account, when are they going to make all of this big, grand, you know, like, I don't know, symposium, conference, messaging to the world? September of this year. That's when their deadline is from the United Nations to say biometric identification to your bank account starts September, and then central bank digital currency through the SWIFT program sometime in the next 12 to 20 months, 24 months will be fully operational. It's like LT, everything that we've been talking about is starting to really, really, really come to fruition, but yet I still have a smile on my face because God's in control. He's got this. He knows what's going on. There's going to be solutions for us. And I think having tangible assets like gold or silver is one of them, having states start to rise up and having state chartered banks backed by gold is another one of them. I think that the actual huge, massive global outpouring of truth from God's words as the scales are starting to fall off people's eyes and they're seeing all of these things exposed. You said it. People all over the world are heading towards the scriptures for truth.
Yeah, they are.
I haven't seen that in my lifetime.
In
my lifetime, I mean, I'm not old. I'm like 53, but it's been like this exodus away from the faith, right? Yeah. And now you're starting to see, okay, gone too far. People are starting to go back to the faith because they know that whatever they're doing, you know, you ask this question, when I ask this question a lot to people whose lives are just in shambles, and financially, and I'm talking to them and they say, well, I've got this plan and I'm going to do this. And that's like, you know what? And they're all bad plans. You know, it's always a bad plan. They're not givers. They're not tithing, you know, something. And it's like, how's that working for you? How's it working for you when somebody tells me, Kirk, I can't afford to give? It's like, buddy, you can't afford not to give. God's math is different than man's math, right? So it's like, how's that working for you? Doing things your way instead of God's way. And I think that question is starting to permeate through everybody in society now. It's like, how's it working for me? It's not. Going to try a different way, and it's God's way. And I think that's where we're headed as a society and globally.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's an application too for me. I just had an interview with those that do, they do scorecards for elections, and they just showed how more than 500,000 just in their little area alone in Illinois, 500,000 of those votes shouldn't have counted. And there should only be 33 discrepancies based on the numbers, but there's 600,000 discrepancies. And I said, you know, it's interesting. You guys have been working so hard for so many years to try to expose this evil, these lies. And I said, but the plus to all this is many people are starting to come closer to the Lord. On top of that, we're realizing those that have already been spending time in Bible studies, evangelism, spending time in their communities and more. A lot of times we learn the scriptures in the building, but we don't apply them to go to our local board meetings, get involved in elections, get involved in how the enemy might be working. We need to bring the light of what we're learning out to the public so that we can use that and be a light to the world. And a lot of times I've been guilty of spending so much time inside the building, studying the scriptures with my friends. I forgot to get involved with the community so that I can apply what I'm learning in the Word of God to everyone out there. And yeah, get involved in the elections, get involved in who needs help monetarily in investing. And hey guys, I noticed that you're a young family. You might want to go this direction with your life and buy some gold and silver and get your IRA started. And you know, those kind of things. I just never thought about that. And more people now in the past 6 to 7 years said, yeah, 6, 7 years ago, I didn't care. Now I'm looking at everything going, I need to get my life in line. I need to start supporting my community and getting involved in supporting everything that's going on around us, including our finances.
Yeah. I mean, finances are important to God. People think, well, Kirk, you talk about money a lot. You know what? God did too in his word. There's so much discussion of finances because he knows it's important. And you know what? It's not, yes, the love of money is the root of all evil, right? Mm-hmm. Not evil. Because we are born to be givers, right? We have to learn how to master money rather than money mastering us, right? And we can't elevate it to an importance that it doesn't have. But you know what? We need it to use it, to give, to fund missions, to fund the kingdom, to fund his church. I mean, it's amazing what happens when you have a proper perspective of money.
Amen. Amen. So again, guys, you can go to andweknow.com/gold. Reach out to Dr. Kirk Elliott anytime, and they'll get back with you in 24 to 48 hours and spend some time with you. You can have the same discussion I'm having right now, and all of your support needs will be met, especially when it comes to investing in precious metals and more. And just amazing all that you guys continue to do for the community. I just love how you're supporting us. Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure.
All right, we're looking forward to next week, folks.